Hotel. Making a reservation. It is not common to go to a hotel without a reservation, so I will only cover the reservation aspect. Along with reserving a room, I will cover checking in, checking out, room service, and wake-up call. Making a reservation. When you make a reservation, call them and tell them you want to reserve a room. Or you can start by asking them for a price. Hi, how much are your rooms? Hi, what are your rates? Hello, how much is a room? Our rooms start at $79 for a basic room. Our rooms start at $79 for a standard room and go up to $300 for a suite. Okay, can I reserve a room? Hi, I would like to reserve a room. Hello, can I reserve a couple of rooms? The first thing they usually ask is the dates you want the room and the duration. What day do you want to check in? Which date did you want to reserve? What date are you looking for? I want a room from June 22nd to June 25th. I would like a room for the 19th of July. How long will you be staying with us? When will you be checking out? How many days would you like the room for? I am going to stay for 3 days. I would like to reserve the room for 4 days. I am going to need the room until July 23rd. The next series of questions covers how many people and how many rooms. Some hotels charge by number of rooms and number of adults, and some hotels charge by number of rooms only. How many rooms will you need? Is this for only one room? How many rooms would you like to reserve? How many rooms should I reserve for you? I will only need one room. I'm going to need 2 rooms. How many adults will be in your party? How many total children will be with you? Just 2 adults. A total of 4 adults. I will be alone. A total of 2 adults and 2 children. 1 adult and 2 children. After they determine how many rooms and how many total people, they will ask you what type of bed you want. Would you like a single king-size bed or 2 double-size beds in the room? Will a single king-size bed be okay? We only have a room with 2 double-size beds. Will that be okay? Do you want a smoking room or a non-smoking room? Do you prefer a smoking or non-smoking room? I would like a smoking room. Can I have a non-smoking room? Either is fine. I don't have a preference. You will have to provide your credit card number to reserve the room. Can I get a credit card number? Can I have your credit card number? What is your credit card number? Finally, they will repeat all the information back to you. Okay, Mr. Lee. I have 1 smoking room reserved for July 19th till July 22nd. The total comes to $256.78 after tax. If you need to cancel, please call us 24 hours before July 19th. Can I help you with anything else? Checking in and checking out. Checking in is pretty simple. You just need to go to the counter and say that you are checking in. Hi. I am checking in. Hi, I have a reservation and I am checking in. They will ask you for your credit card and a photo ID. They might confirm your information and you should receive your keys. Here are some questions to ask during this time. Where is the elevator? Do you have a concierge service here? Do you have a map of the city? What time should I check out by? What time is checkout? Checking out is just as simple. You go to the counter and say, "I am checking out." At this time, you should return the keys. They might ask you to sign something or ask you if the credit card on file is okay to charge. Should we charge the credit card on file, or did you want to use a different card? Your credit card will be charged a total of $256.78. Can you sign on the bottom? Thank you for staying with us. We look forward to seeing you again. General things. If you need a wake-up call, you can call the front desk. Can I have a wake-up call? What time would you like your wake-up call? At 7:30 a.m., please. Room service is available, but they have hours of operation. The menu in the room should indicate what times they serve hot food, and the menu will show a list of items that are available 24 hours a day. If you can't find the times, you can ask the front desk. What are the hours for room service? They serve hot food from 5:30 a.m. to 11 p.m. They also have a list of items you can select during off hours. If you need help with your luggage, the person that does this is called a bellman, a bellhop, or a bellboy. The most common term is a bellman, so I will use that terminology here. The person that gives advice on city activities, recreation, places to dine, and general questions is called a concierge. If a person parks the car for you, they are called a valet. Regular motels and inns might not have these additional services. Even some hotels do not have them. But if you are staying at a nice hotel, you can ask for them. Do you have a bellman here? Do you have a concierge? Only some hotels have valet service. If someone parked the car for you and you can't find someone, you can ask someone else the following questions. Where's the valet attendant? Can you get someone to get my car? Remember that if you use these premium services, you should tip. Also remember that you might not know they are helping you. For example, when you check in, a person might ask if you need help with your bags. If you say yes, then you are using the bellman services. So remember to tip if you do. If you don't want to tip, you don't have to, but it is a little rude. Finally, if you don't want any help, just tell them, "No, thank you."